Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guy that has the most at-bats on this team, 103 at-bats, Riley Green with 96, Mark Canha with 92, Kerry Carpenter with 87. It goes down from there. 103 at-bats for Spencer Torkelson.
Yeah, he's holding them back. There's no doubt. There's no kicking and screaming. There shouldn't be any arguing. I'm not bringing that out to or say that to really elicit much of a fight. I think it's obvious he's holding them back. John, your point about Canha and Green, and I throw in Scooble and Mize. There's no shortage of bright spots so far. But yeah, where would they be if they were getting production out of the number three or the number four hitter, depending on the day, with Spencer Torkelson? I mean, we're approaching the conversation about, hey, does he need to have a Scherzer moment? Go down to AAA. Remember back in the day, Max Scherzer went down to AAA. Can't be too good for this. You're not hitting major league pitching consistently. And this isn't like last year where we could say, well, at least he's hitting the ball hard.
He's barreling it up.
He's barreling up. John, I pull up the StatCast page for Torkelson, and it's a lot of blue. For people who don't maybe know the StatCast page, blue's not good. You want to be red hot. You don't want to be ice cold. Whether it's barrels, hard contact, all the key metrics to indicate a breakout, ice cold for Spencer Torkelson. You want to look at him as a complete baseball player. War is one way to do it. He's a negative war player. He's not in the top 900 players in baseball wins above replacement. There are not 900 active major league players right now. That means guys who've come up or come down, right? Rosters expand a little bit as the year goes on. He is not one of the 900 best active baseball players right now. So the conversation is very real about whether or not he needs to go clear his head.
Yeah, I mean, and that's it's interesting because what is this year three?
Yeah,
now for Torkelson, and I mean when does it happen where, you know, hey, he gets it or he doesn't, and is a trip down to Toledo for him to find his mojo and, you know, recreate that barrel up, that launch angle, whatever it is, because if you're not hitting for average, then at least last year we could sit there and say, well, at the end of the year, he's firing up the home runs, right? 31 mm-hmm. home runs. If you're able to hit 40 home runs, but your average, you know, is in the tank, we can at least take that because you're driving yourself in, you're driving other runners in. It's not going to all be 40 single run home runs.
Is it something that's fixable, though? I think that's the huge question. Yeah. That's the elephant in the room. Is this who he is? You know, it was last year when he hit the home runs and the bunches the last 4 months. You know, I'm troubled by this. I think they would be borderline leading the division if he was doing just what he's supposed to do, mm-hmm. which is hit 230 and probably have 5-6 homers.
Yeah.
You know, and I you brought up Scherzer. He had something that could be fixed. It was all about his arm slot. And when he came back up, he was a completely different pitcher and was striking out everybody.
But the thing I don't get with Torkelson is, like, he has a decent eye at the plate. Like, he doesn't swing a lot of bad pitches. Some stuff on the outer part of the plate has crept up lately. What kills me is when they throw him something down the pipe, how does he not crush it? He's getting early in counts sometimes. They'll just throw it right down the middle of the plate, and he'll just take the pitch. It's like, guys.
But that's been happening really all the time he's been up here.
Even going back to last year, his first year.
Yeah, except for the real hot stretch there. You know, he did hit his homers last year. I remember it was kind of in bunches.
Yeah.
You know, I'm about ready to give up on this guy. That's how bad it's getting for me, because I think this is just who he is at the major league level. I don't think there's something that's fixable. like there was with Scherzer, clearing the head. I think that's almost a media thing where we say, hey, get him out of here, send him down there and do that.
Well, but some of this is, I mean, it's a sport of failure, but success goes a long way. And the team, for the most part, plays with a lot of confidence. I can't imagine he feels very confident right now. If he goes and hits a couple beach balls in Toledo, does that build up some confidence?
Just quick, maybe he's the guy that always starts slow. There are guys that really good baseball players over the history of baseball that have always been slow starters. I know Big Poppy always came out of the gates pretty slow.
We got some ticket texts coming in for people who want to weigh in. The question was AJ Hinch's comments. This isn't sustainable. We need to play better. Are you able to fully enjoy what has been a better start for the Tigers, or are you holding back because of what AJ Hinch has said? Have you felt that this whole time? Because I think that's the camp I would assign myself. There's the question about Torkelson. Does he need to go down to Toledo? Does he need a reset right now? And maybe my favorite ticket text we got. John, I'm still laughing at marriage number one.
Even numbers.
Even numbers, odd numbers. It's 97.1.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.